Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lee Stringer is back. Lee is a great member of our brain trust and one of the newer ones. She is a senior workplace expert for research and strategy at the EYP Architecture and Engineering firm. She's the author of The Healthy Workplace, and she is an expert at helping people get more organized and get their cornflakes together, right, Lee?
That's right.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. So, bad habits. My wife says I have a few of those, and we work together. We work together, so she knows about all of them, the ones at home and the ones at work. And I can't deny. I guess I have a few of those, but you have some specific ones you want to talk about.
Well, there are lots. Part of it is just we've been working hard for a long time, but our bodies and our minds are not made for the kind of work that we do today. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are made for, like, hunting and gathering and not for sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day, right? So part of it is just changing little things about the way that we work to better suit.
So you're talking about quality of life stuff, aren't you?
I am. It is quality of life. It also increases productivity as a nice benefit.
So where do we start?
So one of them is the sitting thing, which has gotten all kinds of news. But standing up and moving around is really a good thing to do, and there are lots of reasons for it from a cardiometabolic perspective. But standing up every 30 minutes, if you can remind yourself to do so, and moving around every hour and a half. So those are, it's really tough, especially when you're in the flow and in the zone and kind of working on spreadsheets or writing or whatever is happening at your desk. It's hard to remember to do that. So
do you like the standing desk ideas?
I love it.
There's a desk out there that you can reach around and grab a couple little handles and flip it, and it'll raise it up 18 inches or so.
And
you can,
yeah, and there are
you
lots
can stand
of
up and you can sit down, move it up and down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You like those?
And there's also, the kind that are automatic and the kind that are hand crank kind of
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah.
But all kinds of versions. Just find one that works for you that's in your budget. I think it's great. The other thing you can do if you use a laptop is just move around. I move to my kitchen table sometimes if I'm working at home.
Yeah.
Or the kitchen table at work at my office, and just stand up there for a little while and work in a different place. It's also good.
You know, maybe one of the best things that happened to me from a physical standpoint is, I'm in my 20th year of doing my radio show. I do it for 2 hours every day, and I have never sat down to do my show.
That's great.
I actually pace back and forth two or three different directions while I'm doing it. I stand up the whole time, and I've thought about putting one of those pedometers on my ankle to see how many miles I walk. But I know that this is not bad for me. And of course, when I'm doing my show, I think of it as like public speaking. How can you do public speaking sitting down, right?
Well, a lot of people say that when people stand up on the phone, you can really tell, like, they're more active listeners, they're engaged. So I'll start taking conference calls. I'll just put my earbuds in and walk and talk while I'm doing conference calls. It's great also to go outside. That's mm-hmm. another don't, is to stay inside all day. So there's all kinds of research that tells us that getting outside, especially in the morning, improves sleep at night. And part of that has to do with our circadian rhythm and just certain light waves from the sun impact mm-hmm. our brain and decreased or increased different chemicals in our body that make us sleepy or wakeful. And getting outside, nothing beats it for waking up, but also for resetting melatonin production in your body for sleep the next day. So,
what do you think about early rising? You have thoughts on that? Are you an early riser?
I am a medium riser.
Oh, what is that, like 7:30, 8 o'clock?
I wake up myself early. I wake up with my puppy who scratches on my face and gets me up. around 6:30. But I do think early
rising. That's kind of early. That's a little bit early.
It's on the earlier side. Yeah,
it's not like 4:30, like some people get up. But it's pretty early. I'm gonna give you early credit.
I'm an early bird.
Yeah, yeah. So I do think that of course, folks listening realize, most people know, if they've been around a while, that the older you get, the more your clock changes. Most of us go to bed earlier, and we get up earlier.
Melatonin as much, so it's really hard to stay asleep. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night and toss around or whatever. So one of the things, this whole getting outside early, anytime before noon. I mean, you can be a late riser; it still works. And get outside and kind of get a fresh dose. Don't look directly at the sun, but get a fresh dose of sunlight, and it helps actually produce more melatonin at night, which is pretty cool.
So the sun. Right, helps produce melatonin in your body. It's a natural thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, it shuts it off and it turns it on. It's kind of, we were used to living our lives and sleeping and waking by the sun.
That's
so,
the thing people
sorry,
don't.
The way
I
we
think
work.
This is something that I've been trying to help people focus on. And in fact, a big part of my next book is about this, and that's helping people focus on the fact that we are as analog as Og and Gog were 10,000 years ago. We're the same analog beings with the same protoplasm as Hammurabi was in Iraq 4,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And yet here we are in this digital world. We're no different than they were physiologically, but we're different in what we expect of our bodies, aren't we?
We sure are. It's like, our hardware system is much older. And our software wants
and
to run
not,
at a
and that's not
speed
change.
That it can't.
And that's not going to change. I mean, we're not going to become digital entities. We're always going to be analog.
I think it's, and this thing like, this technology makes us work faster and harder and do
that's
six jobs, not just one job, and that's not true. It only... makes us stay up later and work crazy hours. But
so isn't that what we should be realizing? Okay, what is technology? Is a tool? It's leverage.
Right.
It's helping us. But what is it also? What kind of a toll is it taking on us? We need to be aware of that too, don't we?
We do. And one of the easiest tricks is to turn off your email after hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to do. I think especially if you work for yourself or you're the one who answers the phone when things happen. But I feel like the people and the organizations and the teams who kind of make a pact with themselves and promise to turn off email after a certain time, that's really helpful. It's a simple
Lee, I got to take a quick break. Folks, Lee Stringer and I will be right back. Her book is called The Healthy Workplace.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.